producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take a look at the whole gun control issue, kind of a topic of the moment as the president, as we are about to take this show, is about to tell the nation why he knows so much more about it than we do, the people, the Congress, and everybody else that's ever had an opinion about gun control. And the president is so disappointed that we, the people, have been so doltish and not comprehending that we need to get rid of so many of our guns. It's just a terrible problem, don't you know? You didn't know? Well, then all the more, I guess, we need to talk about the subject. Sean Davis of The Federalist. It's a magazine, Federalist. Sean, give us the right address. It's thefederalist.com.
You got it. You can find everything we publish every day at thefederalist.com.
Excellent. Well, I think you've done a very important job in going through, walking us through the many notions about gun control that even some, I think, right-thinking people that just kind of by osmosis from all the media barrage that we're subjected to might assume that one or more of the, I guess we could call them really myths about gun control, somehow have a factual basis and should be the predicate for some kind of public policy. But I think you've provided a very worthwhile discussion that hopefully will help people, certainly those who are right of center, have a respect for the Constitution, believe that the government should be living within the terms of the Constitution, which at one point says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that, gee, maybe all that really ought to be taken seriously. So let's take a look at some of the reasons advanced for why we shouldn't take it seriously. Maybe the founders were just kidding when they gave us the Second Amendment. What say you, sir?
Well, yeah, I don't think the founders were kidding. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew how important a disciplined society was to keeping a free society. They understood that disciplined firearms usage, the ability to both keep and bear arms, was important to not only protect people from each other, you know, from crooks and thugs and criminals who might want to do you wrong. The right to keep and bear arms was also essential to keeping the government in check. You know, we like, when we talk about the Constitution, to talk about the checks and balances of the federal government. We have the executive and the legislative and judicial, and those are the checks. That's true. Those are checks and balances. But we also have the states, and we also have the people. A lot of commentators, even legal types, seem to forget about the biggest checks on runaway federal power are the states and the people. And the founders saw that the right to keep and bear arms was an essential right that we had to protect in order to safeguard the people and their states from a tyrannical, overreaching, corrupt federal government. So the founders knew what they were doing. They were clear about it. They couldn't have been more clear about it. And it takes a certain amount of willful ignorance to read the Second Amendment and come away thinking anything other than we're supposed to be able to keep and bear arms.
At least we here at Gun Owners, and I haven't talked to you about this, so speak up for yourself if you have another opinion, but surely we can see the importance of an armed people keeping the government at bay, restraining the tendency of tyranny in government, when we see what happened in Athens, Tennessee in 1946, when a corrupt government stole the election, was itself thrown out by an armed people. Actually, a brief gun battle ensued before the bad guys finally put up the white flag. And then more recently, the many armed people from around the country came to the aid of rancher Clive and Bundy in Nevada. The feds didn't give a never mind about any contracts they had with him for his use of federal land. And they just were going to not only throw him out, but it turned out they were going to destroy some million or so dollars worth of his cattle in so doing. And that didn't happen again because armed people came to the aid of this lone rancher out in the boondocks in, I guess, still in Nevada, right outside Las Vegas. So the Second Amendment still has a living, breathing role to play, even in modern American government. And I'm sure there are some who would like to think that, oh, that was fine for the 18th century, but we don't need that today.
You know, it's interesting. One of the people I really enjoy reading on the Second Amendment is Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass was an escaped American slave. He became an incredibly articulate defender of the right to be a free person. He was a very staunch opponent of slavery, obviously. And he wrote that the liberties of the American people are dependent upon the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box. And he mentioned the cartridge box, referring to a box of ammunition. And Douglass said, without these, no class of people could live and flourish in this country. For someone like him to understand that tells me a lot about the power of a free and armed people. It was a free and armed people who finally threw off the chains of slavery. It was not talking and nice words that did that. It was free people taking up arms. And when people like Frederick Douglass, who knew what tyranny looked like personally, tell us that you have to have the right to keep and bear arms to stay free, you know, I put a lot of stock in that statement from him.
Yes, I think that is a pretty important testimony, and happily he was a very articulate defender of freedom. Not only had he been a slave, but he had an amazing comprehension of limited government, constitutional government, and as you pointed out, the ability to defend yourself from an unrighteous, an unconstitutional government. So, but then, of course, what Douglass was saying and doing was only an echo of what had been articulated in the 18th century by the American founding fathers. So we have quite a thread here that remains pretty much the same throughout most of modern American history. And it's only in recent times that we've come to, at least that I'm aware of. Now, maybe there are antecedents of significant sort. But anyway, we hear a fairly noisy caucus. I think it's a fairly small number of people who tell us that, oh, no. We don't need the right to keep and bear arms. We don't. Whoever thought that a mere firearm and personal possession of an American citizen could be used to stave off some kind of dangerous development in government. Well, I don't know where they are living, but from where I sit, it seems to me that's quite possible has happened fairly recently.
It's interesting hearing, you know, claims in certain circles that you would never possibly need a gun to protect yourself from the government. Well, you know, tell that to the black victims, the black subjects of the Jim Crow era. The racist Jim Crow laws were used throughout the country to disarm blacks. And they were basically explicit about that. There was this Florida Supreme Court justice who wrote in the 1940s that they never had any intent to use these gun control laws against white people. The Jim Crow laws were meant to disarm black people, and they were meant to disarm them because the government wanted to be able to do to them whatever they felt like. You know, this was just 60 or 70 years ago. This is an ancient history. This is pretty recent stuff. So we don't even need to look back to the Civil War era. We don't even need to look back to the Revolutionary War era. We can look back to the Civil Rights Movement and see how gun control laws were used to disenfranchise minorities from exercising their God-given rights to protect themselves and their families.
A very timely topic. We're about ready to hear a presidential town hall, which you will have heard by the time you hear this show. And I hope we will provide some framework for analysis of what comes forth from that. We're going to be back with Sean Davis shortly.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking about the role of firearms in the protection of liberty, we're assuming that people might well have firearms for personal defense, for hunting, for recreational purposes. But I think the point that the Constitution is making, what it's all about in the Second Amendment and other parts of the Constitution, is that there is an actual part of our government, the militia, which consists of armed men in America, and that's one of the many checks and balances that were provided, that were handed to us in institutional form by the founding fathers. One of the ways that we would keep the spiritual successors to George III from thinking that somehow they could lord it over us, they can think that all they want. It's when they start to act that way that we're able to say, no, no farther, go back. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work, Sean?
That is the way it's supposed to work, and it's clearly what the language of the Second Amendment says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And a lot of people in the gun control movement look at that and they say, aha, be well-regulated. That means we can put all kinds of regulations. And it mentions the militia, so obviously that's just the professional military, which is a willful, to me, misreading of the actual history. At the time the Second Amendment was written, well-regulated meant disciplined, able to use. That's what the term a military regular came from, someone who was regulated and understood how to use their weapon well and could use it effectively and accurately. So we know that regulated really means trained. And then militia just meant the free people. The militia predated the federal government. There was a militia long before there was the United States. And at the time, the militia was basically every able-bodied male, every male with a pulse. It was the free people. And what the Second Amendment means is that in order to have a free state, you have to have a people who are willing and able to use arms if necessary to protect their freedoms. That's it. And as a result, their right to do that shall not be infringed.
Not one little bit. Infringed, I think, is a pretty absolute word. We're told, usually without even a smile being cracked, that, well, no right is absolute. Really? Seems to me the right to life ought to be viewed as absolute. It seems to me that the right to keep and bear arms, which derives from that right to life, ought to be rather absolute and shall not be infringed. Goes right along with that idea. Infringed means not even a little bit. It's amazing how the impulse to control and dominate can just whistle right past common words. The word infringed, I don't think, is probably above a sixth grade education, maybe not even that far along. And yet there's so many people that appear to have a problem with that word. It's just amazing.
Right, and I think I've said a couple times, it really is willful. And, you know, I understand that a lot of people are not comfortable around guns. They're scared of them, and I think that's actually totally rational. They're very powerful weapons for great destruction. But that, to me, doesn't say, oh, we should go ban them. It tells me that, you know, we ought to be teaching people how to use these things. We ought to teach them how they can defend themselves, how they can, if they happen to find a loaded weapon on their property or somewhere they have to be, how to use it, manipulate it, make it safe. I think one of the great tragedies we have of this age is there's just such a incredible lack of understanding of the historical context of guns, even how guns work. Very simple things like the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic weapon. There's so much ignorance of guns out there, and I don't mean that in an insulting way. I just mean there are people who just don't know the definition of ignorance. They just don't know how guns work or even how gun laws work. And ignorance tends to breed fear. And so what you have is a lot of people who don't understand guns being absolutely terrified of it. Well, the solution to that isn't a whole bunch of new laws that we're not going to enforce. The solution of that is to end the ignorance. Let's talk about how they work. Let's talk about the minutia of all of our different gun laws. Let's talk about that and educate people so that rather than being ignorant or scared, they can feel empowered knowing that they have the right and the ability to protect themselves and their families.
And I think we might also, almost in a related way, once people are familiar and somewhat at least accepting of firearms, if not actually somewhat adept at handling them safely anyway, we might move on to realize that they still perform a marvelous role in protecting the structure, the form of government that has been bequeathed us here in America by the founding fathers. And the right to keep and bear arms does work, has worked, and probably, well, the most recent example that I mentioned, you may have another one, if one that's not necessarily ongoing, because I want to get there in a minute, is the Bundy Ranch standoff back, I guess, 2-3 years ago in a remote part of Clark County, Nevada, and the feds wanted to just run roughshod over. Didn't matter that they had contracts for the federal lands to be used by the rancher for grazing and watering his cattle. They just decided that the cattle were too dangerous anymore. They were a threat to a desert tortoise, I think, was their excuse, even though it turned out that the once threatened to be extinct tortoise was actually now becoming a bit of a pest in much of the West. Don't worry about the tortoise becoming extinct anytime soon. Go enjoy some turtle soup. There'll still be plenty left tomorrow. But now we're seeing a heating up of this whole issue again. Another rancher in Oregon, and this one, interestingly enough, seems to have the Second Amendment side of the debate divided among itself. So it's not as if we're just arguing now with the government, with liberals, but there's a significant difference of opinion regarding the response to the feds' burning policies, and a rancher and I guess his family's son that have pursued some, from what I can gather, some of those same policies privately, and that seems to have been what got them in trouble. They've been in jail, they were out of jail, now they're going back into jail. Give us a rundown on what's going on in this situation, because it has elicited a militia response for sure.
Well, after using the term ignorance, I'll have to plead ignorant on what's going on with all the Bundy stuff, because I just haven't kept up with everything that's going on there. The example, a rather visceral one that I like to use when it comes to a society protecting itself, using its right to keep and bear arms, actually isn't even in America. It's south of the border in Mexico. And I think as you and probably a lot of your listeners know, the drug cartels basically control the nation of Mexico and in its many states throughout. And it's not just that they're able to
get
drugs in and out.
Let's turn to that when we get back from the break. That is a very important topic to discuss, and we're going to be back. Federalist.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Sean Davis. We're talking about the militia issue in America. It's a big one. It's a constitutional one. And as we had just begun to talk about, there's also something rather comparable south of the border. I presume you might be thinking of Michoacan, but I'm not sure, we didn't get that far. But something of a militia movement in Mexico.
Yes, what I was getting to were, I think they're called Alto Defensas, Alto Defensas. These are basically kind of self-organized militias in Mexico, because the people out down there have gotten so sick and tired of the cartels, not just running drugs and money through their states, but corrupting government. I mean, it's hard to find a state or a city in Mexico that hasn't been corrupted by drug cartel money. And so what you end up with are these cities and these towns that are literally defenseless. They have no government to watch out for them. The police forces have been corrupted. The national military has been corrupted. And in one instance, I'm totally blanking on the city name, the city finally said, enough. We've had enough. We're getting rid of the cartels. We're sending these people out. And in order to shut that down, the corrupt military and the corrupt police came in and said, no, you're not allowed to do this. You can't kick us out. Give us all your weapons. Disarm. And the people who were not disarmed, who had no intent to be disarmed, stood up to them, and they held their own, and they kept their city free. And they forced the corrupt police and the corrupt military out of their city. They eliminated the influence from their city. To me, that is an incredibly powerful, real-world, current account of the power that we have under the Second Amendment to protect ourselves. You know, they had it down there in Mexico, and they are... We talk about government overreach and government problems here, and I don't deny those. But it is nothing like what they face down there with a complete corrupt government and drug cartel trade that's taken over everything. And they found, you know what, the only thing we can do right now is we can defend ourselves with arms. And they've proven, you know what, it works.
And one of the things that I noted, that I have noted about the militia movement in Mexico, and you're quite right, I've looked into this with some interest, and being bilingual, I would be extremely eager to go, particularly to the state of Michoacán that I've read about, where in the town of Morelos, the capital, and other towns throughout that state, they did exactly what you're talking about. And I think there have been other places, other states in Mexico, where they've had somewhat similar experiences. And the cartels were told, you're not our government anymore. And when the government tried to say, well, we are, and the people said, you weren't worth a bucket of spit. We're going to take care of business ourselves. And they had firearms that, with rare exception, are impossible to get legally in Mexico. But they had them. Oftentimes, I think, you know, we complain about guns coming into the United States from Mexico. Of course, most of that was a government program here that our own government in Washington had instigated. But in Mexico, an AR-15 or an AK-47, civilian semi-automatic model, is a highly prized piece of equipment. Not legal in almost all cases, but that's the kind of firearm that's being obtained by the militia, often by relatives who have moved to the United States, and move can admittedly be a euphemism for illegally immigrated or not. A lot of Mexicans have come to the United States legally, but however, they get these firearms and they're getting them back to family in Mexico. One of the reasons a lot of these folks left Mexico was the crime, and particularly the cartels that organize so much of the crime, not to mention the governments that are so over the top, in your face, detestable. So they're sending guns back to their relatives and friends so that they can defend themselves. And what a thrilling, to me, development that in what I've read about some, there was a couple of reporters down on the border that wrote fairly extensively about Michoacán, a state running southwest from Mexico City to the Pacific. And this largely rural agricultural state, organized militia, one of the main honchos of it is a medical doctor. And they have pretty much gotten the cartel under control. And when the government tried to move back and say, well, we're the government, we're in control, and, well, excuse us, but you weren't around when you were needed, and we don't think we need you now. And it is a tremendous thing. When I have read some of the things that these militia leaders have been saying and doing, it was like reading a Mexican accent to what happened in our own country in the 18th century. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's remarkable, but it shows that free people wish to remain free. It's a fact of human nature that the founders recognized and acknowledged and enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. And I think what we're seeing in the U.S. now, I was looking at the NICS data for last year. The FBI just came out with how many background checks, NICS federal background checks, were done in each month. And 2015 was a record year. More background checks were processed than ever. And so you might say, well, wow, why is that? You know, crime is down. Why are people arming up? And I look at that and say, you know what, people are observing what they think is a breakdown in the institutions in America that are supposed to protect us. People don't trust the federal government anymore. We saw the terrorist attacks in San Bernardino. We saw the attacks in Paris. And people look at the government and say, you know what? I don't think you have the ability anymore to protect my family and me from terrorism. They look at a lot of the crime that's happening with a lot of these police shootings, and they say, you know what? I'm not sure I trust law enforcement to come here and do things without shooting me or someone I know or love. And I'm not saying those are valid, but there is a very real sentiment about that among people, that they don't think their government is serving them. And what is their avenue to turn to is they say, well, you know what, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to take that into my own hands. I'm going to take the responsibility to protect myself and my family. And thank goodness we have the Second Amendment to do that, because it's not just about government tyranny or government overreach. It's about being able to protect your family from the guy who breaks in your house looking for 20 bucks to get his next drug fix. It's about protecting yourself from the carjacker in the middle of the night when you're returning home from your shift at work. There are real-world things that happen every single day that have nothing to do with government tyranny or the Constitution or overbearing government power that nonetheless have the power to affect and even end our lives. You know, I don't want to have to fear that when I go and fill up my car at the gas station that I'm going to be defenseless if somebody wants to hurt me or my family. It is empowering to me to know that I have the power and the right to defend myself. Thank God for the Second Amendment for that.
One of the things that can be a point of confusion, and I'd like us to address it at this point, there are those who, either because they have an ulterior motive, they want us disarmed, they want a government tyranny, essentially, whether they would admit it to quite such a simplistic formula. And there are others that just are not really quite sure about the whole business, but they think that somehow defending yourself, they want to describe as vigilantism. Vigilantism is something that in most places and most times is viewed properly as illegal, because it represents the supplanting of a police function of due process when it's still functioning. Now, if it's not functioning, that's another matter, and that's when a vigilante movement might be, I would use another word, but nevertheless, it would be much more legitimate if there is that kind of vacuum of legitimacy. But we're talking about various responses that are defensive in nature, and somehow to describe self-defense as vigilantism is the most charitable thing I can say is it's grossly inaccurate and probably meant to be deceptive. Going to talk a little bit more with Sean Davis of thefederalist.org. We're going to be back shortly. Please stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Sean Davis of thefederalist.org. They have a lot of things on their website that deal with Second Amendment firearms issues. You might find something in their document about important points on 14 things you should know, understand about guns, that just because somebody has a badge doesn't mean he's as good a shot as Annie Oakley, or any number of other topics, including some of those that we've been talking about. The Second Amendment is a big subject. We're not going to at all exhaust it today, but Sean, I'm glad that you all at The Federalist have put together your operation there on the web. You're getting information out that people need to know. You know, I haven't been on your site enough to know, but I trust that you might have some kind of an alert system when something comes up and you can email people.
That's right. Yeah, you can go up to thefederalist.com and sign up for our email updates. And you will get updates every morning with our new content. And we quite often have Second Amendment firearm-related content there that I'm sure you and your audience love.
Well, that's great, because I think it's an issue. Clearly, it's not going to go away. The president's desire to utilize a town hall as a propaganda forum for the issue means that, well, I think it means a number of things. I believe the president has chosen that route because his foreign policy has been a failure. His economic policy has been a failure. Just about everything else he has touched is a failure. And so he's hoping, it would seem to me, that even though firearms have been the graveyard for many a Democrat political campaign, somehow it's going to be different this time.
You're right. I like to joke that two things happen every time a Democrat talks about gun control. The first is that more people buy guns, and the second is that we have fewer elected Democrats in office. They just can't help themselves.
Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. If they wouldn't talk about it themselves, I guess we'd have to play recordings from previous Democrat statements.
Well, I joke that there's a reason that if you walk into just about any gun store or gun range, you'll see a portrait of Barack Obama on the wall above a plaque that reads Salesman of the Year. And this guy has moved more firearms than I think any president in American history. Every time he talks about it, people get spooked and go out and buy more guns. It's the exact opposite of what he says he wants to happen, but he just can't help himself.
And it's not as if they buy one and then they're satisfied. They might have been had he just shut up after his first statement, but he keeps talking and talking, and people keep buying and buying. Sometimes it's repeat business. Sometimes it's people whose resistance finally breaks down. That did it. It's one thing too many, the president has said. And so you've got crowds at gun stores and at gun shows. It's really something to see. As someone who's been around for a long time in this movement, I have never seen this kind of traffic. Oh, had I been smart enough to have my own gun store, I would be a wealthy man.
Well, you make a great point. We hear a lot of people talking about gun shows and the evil gun show loophole and this and that. Well, the gun show loophole doesn't exist. There is no loophole in law that says if you go to a gun show, you don't have to get a background check done. The only exemption in federal law is what we have for private individuals to private individual sales between two private individuals who reside in the same state. If you buy a gun from a gun dealer at a gun show, you're going to have a background check done. If you buy a gun at a gun show across state lines, you're going to have a background check done at a gun dealer in your own state. That's just the way it works. But for those of your listeners who have never been to a gun show, I would highly, highly encourage them because it is such a wonderful cross-section of America. As opposed to the image that the media gives us of just a bunch of white redneck hillbilly bumpkins going around and shooting beer cans, gun shows are actually amazing. You see old and young, black and white, male and female. You see Democrats. You see Republicans. It really is a wonderful cross-section of real America, and you just see so many different types of people all there for the same reason, is that they believe in their God-given right to protect themselves and their family from criminals, from thugs, from anyone up to and including the government who would take their rights away.
One of the points you make in your Article 14, Things You Should Know About Guns, is that the folks that write about guns from an adversarial point of view frequently don't know a whole lot about the law or about how guns function. We still continue to encounter people who think that a semi-automatic firearm, which can fire anywhere from, say, 6 to 36 rounds, but not automatically. You have to pull the trigger each time, and then it automatically reloads a bullet, but it won't go off until you pull the trigger again. And they like to conflate that with a fully automatic. And we hear people in the media trying to get listeners and viewers to think that such and such happened with automatics. Well, I know that even gun owners can contribute to the confusion, because it's not uncommon for somebody to speak about his .45 pistol as an automatic, because it does automatically load the next round, but it doesn't automatically fire the next round. And there's the difference, and it can make a big difference. It's certainly not going to go off by itself, and the idea that it can, even if it were automatic, fire, I've seen so many outlandish statements, 200 rounds in a couple of seconds, really? I'd like to know what kind of metal they used for those arrows. Now, I could use some of that. Oh, my. They could. They would probably be better than what's needed for the reentry nose cone of a missile. I mean, you're talking about a lot of heat with that kind of shooting.
Well, you're right. You know, how much time would you spend watching the football game if the commentators didn't know the difference between a football and a baseball, a home run and a touchdown, and an interception and a strikeout? You'd probably last, you know, a minute or two and say, wow, this is insufferable. I can't watch these people. They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
And yet, that's the equivalent of what we get from the gun control press. They don't know the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic. They can't tell you the definition of an assault weapon. They can't tell you what the various parts are on an assault rifle like an AR-15 that the government once tried to ban. They are completely
ignorant. But doggone it, Sean, if the doggone gun is black, it's got to be bad, right?
Yeah, if it looks icky, then it must be icky. That's why they love the term military-style assault rifle. Well, I hate to break it to them, but it is awfully, awfully difficult for a civilian to get a short-barreled, fully automatic carbine and do that legally. It's incredibly expensive, takes forever, multiple background checks, fingerprints, tax stamps, federal approval, county sheriff approval. It's not like you just roll up to some dude at a truck stop and pull out a 14.5-inch barrel fully automatic carbine out of his trunk and then you go on your way. But they deliberately put these images in people's heads because they want people to be scared of guns. And as I think you say, and I always say, it's not the gun you need to be afraid of, it's the person behind it. It
and
takes particularly, human agency to fire it.
And particularly, it's those in government that have a bad attitude toward guns. That's particularly dangerous because they've got power and ignorance. Bad enough if some of the media types that we have to deal with here at Gun Owners of America don't know gunpowder from a bucket of spit, but it gets a lot more dangerous when we're talking about a police officer, a government bureaucrat in some agency where they think they know all there is to know. And it's amazing the amount of regulation and legislation that comes from the pens of people who barely know which end of a gun is which, let alone so many other things.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. You know, when I write things, I really do my best to learn everything I can about them because I'm generally terrified of making mistakes, even little ones. I want to make sure that everything gets right. So I'm very precise with my words. I do my research. But we don't see that from people on the left when it comes to gun control. They almost wear their ignorance as a badge of honor. Like, no, I am pure for having learned nothing about those evil weapons. I couldn't dare sully my hands by going and firing one and experiencing what it's like. So I'm just going to write from a position of total ignorance, and then I'm going to pat myself on the back for not having been corrupted by those icky guns. People may think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. The New York Times the other day, just a week or so ago, opined that thanks to the expiration of the assault weapon ban, people could now get 50-cal sniper rifles and just be shooting them everywhere. And the author of that editorial, almost certainly Andy Rosenthal, apparently had no idea that 50-cal sniper rifles, bolt action, were never, ever banned by the assault weapons ban.
Oh, my.
Legal.
Facts, facts, facts. Sean Davis, thanks so much. TheFederalist.org. We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now,
I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.